Hi there, everybody. It's Marie here. My role today is just to introduce some lovely testimonies. And as I was preparing for this, I went back over the last sort of few talks we've had from Elizabeth and podcasts, all sort of based around Mark. And some key themes came out to me. So God and Jesus choosing us, sending us out, equipping us, actually wanting his spirit to work through us to influence other people, that we need to trust in him, and that sometimes he lets us know what he wants to do in very sort of subtle and gentle ways, and sometimes quite remarkable, almost out of this world type ways. So we've got one here now from Gemma and from Howie about ways that God has spoken to them, and I think they really sum up beautifully that God is at work now, and he's going to keep on working, and how he doesn't just do it once with us, he does it lots of times throughout our life. He gives us jobs to do and gets us ready to do them. I hope you enjoy their stories. Bye. Right, so I'm here with Howie, and he's going to tell us about a time where he felt he was being spoken to by God and asked to do something. So, Howie, you've heard God in several different ways. What was the particular time when you're at work that you want to talk about? Yeah. What happened?
Okay, so what it was, it was before I started working at the hospital, so about 4 or 5 years ago now, but I was going through a particular negative time, I'd say, at work. I wasn't enjoying where I was, wasn't happy where I was. Every time I walked to work, most of the time it was in Yarmouth boots, and I'd walk past the mints, and I'd pray quite often when I walked past, you know, for the day and to get me through the day, really. It's quite an unhappy time. And I remember vividly, I was up and sorting some tablets out in the pharmacy bit at the top of a storeroom, and I was just sort of stood there, you know, getting rid of all the excess tablets, and this kind of dream came. Doesn't really happen to me, so it was strange. I kind of had this kind of vision of this being out on this what I thought was a boat, and another small boat coming towards me, in the distance, and it came closer and closer, and it was, from what I could see, was what I thought was Jesus, and it came right up to me, didn't say anything until he got right close, and then he just said to me, "Bless and be blessed." And I sort of was kind of taken aback by it, really. And I thought, wow, you know, because I'd been praying a lot, obviously, for the, you know, how unhappy I was in the job. But at the time, it was just before we were going to start fostering, or looking into doing fostering. It was really powerful. It's something that's hadn't really ever happened to me like that before. Really spoke to me, obviously, and was, yeah. After quite soon after that, we properly went into the kind of system of going down the fostering route. So
it sort of gave you conviction that
I'm one of these. I'm a bit like Thomas, if you will. I need signs. I need these, which is stupid. But I just feel like I need almost. Come on, you know, if it's what we're meant to do, you know, God, give me a sign, you know, show me the way, sort of thing. And it certainly showed me the way. So it was pretty amazing. Yeah.
So in the storeroom at the back of a chemist shop,
it was just
shop.
In the most random little cupboard at the back of this, you know, quite depressing little warehouse. Which I just think shows even more that, you know, things like that can happen anyway.
Yeah. And how did you feel as you were, you know, seeing that vision?
Confused initially, but kind of really blessed. At the end, you know, it was just, it really had an effect on me, and it really kind of comforted me. I felt like a warmth from it, particularly because I was going through a little bit of a negative time at work, and I wasn't enjoying where I was, didn't really know anyone. I had a transfer recently. It wasn't really where I wanted to be, but I needed to be somewhere. So, it was just, it made me feel loved and that I was wanted, and there was a plan. It kind of made me feel like there's a plan to, you know, this might not be forever, but, and then going back to the fostering thing, it made me think, yeah, we need to do this. Yeah. You know, we need to give this a go. And
you did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So
excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Right, so there was another time when you felt God spoke really quite clearly to you in a different way about another big decision. So tell us a bit about that.
Lovely, yeah. Okay, so this is a much more recent time. So after I'd been recommended about being a leader for the church, again, I was like, oh, you know, is this something I should, you know, is this something I could do? I kind of... not lack of confidence, really. I suppose it was a little bit, but I really kind of needed that almost sign again, really, just to show, to see what, show where I needed to go and whether it was something I should do. And yeah, I'd prayed again. You know, is this something that you want me to be doing? Or you know, even though so many people would, you know, said positive things, I just needed that little bit.
That was just people saying it.
Yeah, I needed kind of. Almost like a little sign or something like that. But anyway, I had this dream at night. sleeping dream. Just recently, me and Abby and the kids as well, actually, have been watching The Chosen, the programme depicting Jesus and his disciples, which obviously church has been watching as well. We've been watching an awful lot of it because we watched the whole season, the first three seasons, four seasons. And then we've been watching it with the kids as well, so it'd been on my mind obviously quite a lot. So we had a lot of that on the TV, and this dream, I was in the middle of this, so random, but I was in the middle of this almost like dilapidated land, and there was this rubble and plant, you know, crops that, you know, just not had any water, just it was just like barren land. And I didn't know it was me to start with. I didn't know I was in the dream at all, because the first two people I was aware of was Matthew from the TV programme and Gaius as well, one of the emperors. One of the guards of Roman soldiers. And then I was aware of a third person. And the only... it's quite strange, but the only reason I knew it was me is because this person had a Wrexham FC red scarf on, which is just completely, yeah, mad. But I guess another thing I've been watching recently on TV was Welcome to Wrexham documentary on Disney Plus. So mad. But I think that was God's way of saying, look, this is you.
Yeah.
His kind of sense of
authentic
humour.
Authentic you. Yeah, football loving you.
Yeah. And basically, Matthew and Gaius were saying, we need to rebuild this land. And I was just completely like, how on earth are we going to do this? You know, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. We can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, look, we've seen this land. You know, completely, like, no way. It's not going to happen. Mm. And they were like, come on, you know, we can do this. You know, you just, you know, you have, where's your faith sort of thing? Where's, you can just believe, you know. And I said, oh, you know, look at it. You know, look at the rubble. we need, you know, months, years to do it.
Yeah.
And it was almost like an instant... it wasn't like I turned my back and it was suddenly there, but it was like it just all of a sudden it was just transformed, and there was just amazing plant life, amazing these miraculous buildings, and
yeah.
And I was kind of, I remember, I think I went kind of down on my knees and was kind of just completely overwhelmed by it all, and I just couldn't quite believe. And Matthew was like, you know, why are you so surprised? You know, why are you not believing? You know, you need to have more faith. You know, and I kind of again made me feel very much like in the show. Thomas is in the show as well. Made me feel like, oh, you know, why am I always for Thomas? Why do I always need a sign? Why do I always need this sign of belief? Yeah. Why do I always have to have something to make me believe or need show like? Yeah, sign of affirmation.
So have confidence.
Be confident. Believe in yourself. And I think it was just God's way of saying, look, you know, I'll give you a sign. You know, I've thrown a bit of comedy as well with a scar.
Yeah.
But you don't need it. You know, there's a reason why, and I believe there was a reason why, you know, you need to do this, you need to, you know, go for it and just believe in yourself and have the faith and kind of go, you know.
And And then you felt that you could then accept the nomination for leadership.
And after that, obviously, I prayed again. Obviously, I prayed a lot about it. But it just made me think, because I think since kind of COVID, we've had a lot, obviously, it's been really difficult, hasn't it, with church since COVID. I think my faith did diminish a little bit, and it was hard, you know.
Did you speak to anybody about the dream to help you sort of unpick it?
Elizabeth knew about it. We had a little bit of a laugh about it as well. But no, we talked a little bit about it, and I went through it with her, and because she'd been watching The Chosen as well, so she was aware of the guys and everything. But
so that sort of helped you sort of pick out what you think God was telling you through
And it just made me really think, I don't always need that sign, and I feel like I need to be more kind of more confident in myself, but have more belief. I think that had diminished a little bit since over the last few years.
So you needed that boost.
And I think I did.
So are you glad? And do you think it was the right thing that you listened to both of those messages to you?
100%, yeah. And I feel like my faith has got a lot stronger in the last few months.
Yeah, good. And are you ready for the next message he's going to send you? The next commissioning.
Wow, I say things coming through, don't they?
Oh, well, who knows? We wait.
What's it going to be? Well, we've had a dream, we've had a vision, so what's next?
I don't know. Answers on a postcard, please. Yeah. Thank you, Harry.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
Okay, so now we've got Gemma, and she's going to talk about a time where she really felt God was speaking to her. So tell us about when and how you heard God giving you a job to do.
Yeah, so as a person, I kind of don't always feel like I often hear God. Nothing really obvious ever happens to me, and I think, oh gosh, you know, it's hard. But anyway, we were watching some videos as part of the Difference course, which was a study that we did during Lent, and it was several videos, and one particular week was talking about conflict and how to, well, sort of people who avoid it, and you know, sort of don't hang around with people perhaps who have differing views to you. And it was all about that, and it was sort of talking about in Palestine, and you know, sort of very differing views there. And it's hard in Norfolk to think about something that is sort of similar, like, you know, we don't luckily go through sort of things like that, but it was talking about you know, you had to think of a time when you actively avoided something. And I felt really bad because I did have a situation, but it wasn't and it was a person, and it's my neighbour actually, and it wasn't an avoidance because of conflict, but it was an avoidance because well, I don't know really, because she's a really, really nice person, and it's probably very, very unchristian of me, but every 3 o'clock on the school run, I've just been at work all day listening to people and talking to lots of people, and sometimes I just wanted 15 minutes of quiet on the school run, and I kind of felt when I saw my neighbour, I would have to make a lot of talk, because she's from the Philippines, so English isn't her first language, and I'm quite chatty and she's not, so it was often be sort of awkward silences, and we'd often walk in silence, or I would literally talk at her. So some days I would physically hang back a little bit if I could see her down the road. I thought, oh, I just need 10 minutes of quiet. So thinking about it, and then we watched this course, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's like really unchristian of me. So the next day I was, you know, we prayed about it, and I was like, right, I'm going to really make an effort, because she's such a lovely lady, and the kids get on really well, and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, the next day, lo and behold, she was on the road, and I thought, oh, I'll catch up with her. And I honestly couldn't believe it. She looked at me and said, do you go to church?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? I just couldn't believe it. And I was like, it was literally the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think she must have, well, I don't know if she realised, but I was kind of caught off guard a little bit. I was like, oh yes, I gave to Light of Life, and, you know, what made you say that? And she said, oh, I saw your Facebook post about the chapel.
Yeah.
And it must have been the Shrove Tuesday, because it was around Lent, and I must have been advertising the Pancake Day. And yeah, she, and then that just started this whole conversation.
Oh, wow.
And it transpired that she goes to church in Lowestoft with the children, and she was asking about Light of Life, and she said that she had actually been to Light of Life a couple of times when we used to meet at Scrappy, but that must have been before I kind of moved back to the villages, because I didn't recognise her from there. And ever since, it's just been a really lovely friendship, which I knew it would be, but it's just given us that sort of it was just a real God moment.
So God really gave you that nudge to to act and to do something.
Absolutely. And I sort of made a point of inviting her to the Lego Cafe, and she came with a friend, and the kids came, and it's just one of those moments that you think, gosh,
bearing fruit, and
absolutely.
You were commissioned.
Maybe I was.
Are you ready for next time God gives tells you something that you need to do? And
I hope so. A bit more equipped, I suppose. But it was just fantastic, and I always knew it would be such a lovely lady anyway. But and also really pleased for Harry, because he has a Christian friend in his class, which is really good for him as well. So and it's something that I didn't know. So and I think it's also this course as well was talking about be curious, and it was, I think sometimes I'm quite a talker, and it's actually listen more, like, you know, I don't have to fill silences and actually let people speak, and then you just have these wonderful conversations.
I think it's lovely that you got your answer so quickly, so that, that God knew what he had planned for that next morning for you. So
absolutely,
anyway, thank you for sharing with us.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Bye.